a new world order.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
A new world order.
It's good to be back at the Council on Foreign Relations. As Pete mentioned, I've been a member for a long time and was actually a director for some period of time. I never mentioned that when I was campaigning for re-election back home in Wyoming.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In a land of injustice and tyranny.
All right, live in the middle of America, the middle of the freaking night. Welcome aboard. Monday night, or no, it's Tuesday night, isn't it? Where was I Monday night? That I will tell in due course. The system hates my intro. I hear that the intro's too long, so I guess I will go cut said intro down and make it where it can get in there and run all the way through. It is Tuesday night, the 12th or 13th of November. The 13th of November, 2007. It's going to be open lines tonight. Our number is 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. We're going to get into where I've been the last few nights. And kind of what's going on with me. It's been interesting, to say the least. And been very educating as well. I'm going to kind of get into some of that, too. And we'll talk about some other things as well. It looks like Hillary's planting questions in the audiences of the places that she goes to. I mean, I don't know if that's any worse than you know, having pre-written questions that have to be handed in to determine what's going to be said. I mean, shoot, even Chuck Hagel, a U.S. senator, shows up at a high school. And just to be able to talk to him, the questions had to be pre-written and verified and authorized to the teacher so as to not make Mr. Hagel feel bad. So, there you go. There's your free speech there, buddy. Yeah, talk to your representatives, but only on a 3x5 index card that's typed, double-spaced, and we pre-approved it. Then you can speak freely. Only the items. Wait a minute. That wasn't listed there. You said the instead of the. When you read this to us first, it was the. Now you're saying the. I don't think so. Get off the stage. I mean, this goes on. I mean, Bush for years has all this free speech zone crap that comes up. You know, you're over here in the free speech zone. Well, that's like a mile down the road. Yeah, we know. But so Bush never hears the people saying, hey, you lied, people died. And Laura goes on like 60 Minutes and says, well, I don't know what the problem is with everybody because everywhere I go, the people love us. Well, it's because the audience everywhere you go is completely vetted. Every question that's asked is completely vetted. Oh, yes, just protect yourself from the teeming huddled masses that are waiting outside to really tell you how they feel. Ooh. Can't have that now, can we? We'll talk a little bit about that and so much more coming up here on the Midnight Runner. If you'd like to contact us, my email address is mike@midnightwritershow.com. That's mike@midnightwritershow.com. I have not had a chance to do any updating on the website as of yet, we'll try to do that tomorrow. But if you'd like to write, you got show ideas, suggestions, feedback, comments, whatever. Please drop us a note and be more than happy to hear from you. So grab it a break, be back on the other side, and I'll tell you what I've been up to the past few days. This is the Midnight Rider right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods? Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special. Pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special. And your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com.
Do you have a high electric bill? Do you use an electric company that just provides you expensive electricity? Not anymore. Visit www.energy-swap.com and take advantage of a new way to save on your monthly energy bill. Allow Energy Swap to switch your provider and receive the same reliable service and the best rewards program in the industry. Save up to 20% on your electric bill. Rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. No cost to switch. Flat rate plans. Reward program. What more could you ask for? A free gift. Try Energy Swap and receive a free getaway for two. Sign up today. 888-238-6397. That's 888-238-6397. Visit our website, www.energy-swap.com, and use the tool generator to calculate how much you can save on your monthly energy bill. 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
Here on the Midnight Rider. All right, Tuesday night. Where have I been? Where have I been? I'll tell you in just a second. First, Mouseketeer roll call. We're down to just one chat room tonight. For those of you used to the Midnight Rider chat room, which was housed on Patricia Radio, I pulled the nuclear option with it tonight. We have had on that chat room hacker after hacker after hacker. And eventually, when you can no longer defeat the Borg, the first thing you do, or the last thing you can do, is you aim the Enterprise straight at the Borg cube. It's warp 9, engage. And that's all you do. And that's what I did. And poof. Borg cube stopped. I will probably set up another chat room on the for the Midnight Rider Show and TrueNet Radio as well. So, but that will be tomorrow. But tonight, in the Republic Broadcasting Network chat room, we have Catherine, forming the archetype. John G underscore DDI. K Barker MT. Kisa Mogwai. Chris Ness. RBN Zone. Michael Herzog. And Sidetracked One. Welcome to everybody there. Glad you're there. And glad you're with us tonight. All right. Where I have been. It's almost like I need, you probably wonder if I get slides in the whole nine yards. No. But I need like a little ambling music or something. I wish I had that, but I don't. Never mind. Back in March, I had what's called cellulitis in my left leg. And essentially cellulitis is like a staph infection that is becoming, this type of infection is becoming more and more prominent all over the country. And is really wreaking havoc with a lot of people. 16,000 people a year now are dying of staph infections. And we've had schools shut down because of it, the whole nine yards. Well, I got it in March and spent 4 days in the hospital. Because one night I woke up and just, I mean, it felt like somebody had taken a knife to my leg and just, you know, ran from top to bottom. And so I spent 4 days in the hospital. A lot of the swelling and everything goes down. We think it's gone, but the redness never left. And I guess it was last Monday night when I started getting chills and fever, the whole nine yards. I really didn't attest it to the leg at first, and because I was talking with other people and they were, you know, telling me they were experiencing the same thing. And I mean, I had extremely high fevers. I mean, I was doing some really crazy stuff. And how I did programs and how I did shows on the air, I have no clue. Literally no clue. But I did. And it was like I would suck up enough energy to do it and then just... Bleh. But so throughout the entire week, I was just, you know, just crazy. On Wednesday, I noticed my legs starting to swell. And I thought, okay, here we go again. And I was starting to take some of the things that I had here to try to slow it down a little bit to mitigate the swelling. And at that point in time, I didn't know what antibiotics we had. I went ahead and gone on a search for them. Well, come again. I'm waiting to like Thanksgiving, so I don't have to take, you know, disrupt a lot of things. So yes, I'm thinking if I can hold off to Thanksgiving, okay, this is going to be good. Friday night, I'm sitting here, and my leg is literally, folks, no kidding, four times its normal size. It looked like a log from a tree. It was that huge. Bright red. So we get ready to head out Friday night. Kimberly's just way tired. There's no way that she can drive the 35, 40 minutes into the city and back out. Because obviously I just said we're going to a different hospital this time. And so I went to one of the teaching hospitals that Oklahoma has and is renowned for. With them, and they did a lot of good work there. And so I ended up not going Friday. So I set up on Saturday night for a bit. Finally tried to lay down and get up, and at a point where the leg hurts so bad, where when you're laying down, it didn't hurt. But when you would move or you'd go get up, all this fluid that accumulated into the leg, when gravity would take hold, and it would drop all that fluid and compact it, the pain was absolutely excruciating. And it would take 2 to 3 minutes just to be able to gain balance, just to be able to walk, and let alone go downstairs. And I went downstairs a number of times. I don't know how I did that without killing myself. So I get there, but I found some antibiotics here. And I'm not a fan of medicines, none of that. You know, give me the inner food. Let's do the inner food. And that's how I've been. But I found some antibiotics that a doctor had given to my daughter. So I took them, a bunch of them. And that seemed like when I woke up in the morning, that made it, I was better. I could get up a little, move around without the excruciating pain. But it was still huge. I mean, the swelling had not gone down at all. So I go in. They finally get me in. We get there at nine. I get into to see somebody at 11. Immediately, as soon as they put me in the emergency room, they immediately start a broad spectrum antibiotic called vancomycin. That's not penicillin based. And that is used to target MRSA. Now, there's two types of the staph. There's an MRSA, which gets all the publicity, and an MSSA, which is not resistant to penicillin-type antibiotics. And so they get me in there, and, I mean, without anything, it was they didn't even take a blood pressure, folks. I'd walked in, and I told their triage nurse what was going on, explained to her I'd had it before, told her it was back, showed her, you know, as best I could without having to undress in the little room she has, how big it was and what was going on. And I was able to give her complete information regarding medicines and other things that had been used in the past to try to kill this bad boy. And so she wrote it all down, and she said, look, I know you're in really bad pain, but you're going to be here for a couple hours before we can see you. So I went out, made myself comfortable. I found a kind of a two or three person kind of chair out there. And I just, you know, put my leg up on it, and I cracked open a book and did as best I could for the 2 hours. Get in there, and they immediately start this IV with this stuff rolling through me. And all of a sudden, I'm starting to perk up. I'm feeling pretty good. I get up, and there's no pain in the leg. Then I get into a room about four, because they said, well, we're keeping you. I said, obviously you are. And so I get into a room about 4 o'clock. 4:30, and I'm there 15 minutes, and boom, they've got me whisked down the hall for tests, and they're doing ultrasounds to make sure there's no blood clot or anything like that, just like they'd done previously. Plus, I'd give them information regarding other tests of this type of sort before that we'd done early in the summer on my legs to check for, you know, proper circulation and all that good stuff, and of course, that's information that helps. And so they get me in there, and boom, I'm back. Another round of antibiotics going through me and all that. And we did that up until I took my last antibiotic by IV at about 7 o'clock this morning. And by 11 o'clock, I was taking said IV out of my arm with the help of the nurse who had was in there assisting me as I was getting ready to get out. And but I've got to tell you, four doctors on my team at this teaching hospital, and all of them, and then a fifth was added today, believe it or not, just before I left. And they were, I mean, they were really nice folks. And I got a lot of information from them, and plus information I had been looking at on the web about this type of stuff. This is, if you get this, don't play around with it. Please don't do like I do. In the end, you can either end up dead or lose a limb. This stuff now is at the point to where it is becoming so pervasive with what's happening around the country. I mean, we've used antibiotics so much for everything that now you've got all these bugs that are coming around that looks at the, you know, kind of like a hacker you can't stop, that looks at these antibiotics and just literally laughs.
Well, not only that, but there's like 50 different strains.
Oh, yeah.
of this stuff. And it took them 4 days just to identify what strain and what antibiotic would actually fight it.
Yeah.
And you got extremely lucky, because technically, you should not have taken that antibiotic that wasn't yours. Yeah. However,
but I got lucky. It was
lucky that it was the right one.
I gambled.
And
right.
You know, they had before talked about amputation if the leg didn't heal, and you know, the back of your leg was split, but it really wasn't split. It was something that had never healed.
Right, it didn't.
And when your leg got so big, it just had nowhere to go. But, you know, this should teach everybody a lesson. If you've got a small sore that's not healing, go to the doctor.
Well, yeah, and this is happening with people now that are just, I mean, they'll find a little knot or something on their leg, and they just kind of, like, knock it off. You can't do it anymore. We're going to grab a break. Back in a minute with more, and I'll tell you more about some of the stuff that occurred over the last few days. This is the Midnight Rider right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill. It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Back here on the Midnight Rider, our number, if you would like to join the program tonight, is 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. And kind of more of the little story here. As interesting few days, as always. I avoid the medical system like the plague. And I always have. You know, and except for these two occasions with this leg thing, I've done a pretty darn good job of taking care of myself as far as medication is concerned. And when you finally just have to break down and go in, it is bad. And but as I was there, I was talking to some people. Right now, my leg from my toes all the way up to my knee is wrapped in three layers of bandage. They've got a medicated, kind of a membrane-looking gauze thing called an Uniboot. But they wrap on you and put up. and then a regular layer of gauze, and then this new kind of, you know, sticky ACE bandage that they have now, and it's wrapped pretty tight to compress the leg, and you keep everything in place. I have to go back on a daily basis, folks, to have this bandage changed, and maybe every two or three, depending on this, how well this one particular bandage does, and the rate of healing. But they were telling me that they're seeing this type of case so often that they went ahead and set up an entire deal through their outpatient clinic for just this very stuff. And I was amazed. One of my doctors had even had cellulitis, same leg. And he was just like me. You know, he's like, all right, I'm tough. I'll handle this. Ain't going to deal with no, I'm not going to take it in because I'm a doctor after all. And he was kind of the same way. And when his had swollen up to mid-thigh like mine had, he said, okay, time to go. And he went in and got his taken care of as well. But this is just, I mean, it literally is happening all over the country. And I was looking at some stuff from the Center for Disease Control the other night in lucid moments. And they literally are looking at these type of staph infections, and they're even charting them by region and naming them by region. This MRSA stuff is just is wicked because they're having to use medicines that are not penicillin-based. Because doctors in this country have handed out medications like they're candy. And we've sat here and watched as these little bugs now come across, and they're everywhere. And you can't kill them. Now, bleach will kill them if you know, when you mop your floors. And that kind of thing. But, I mean, it's literally, you know, happening to people everywhere. I mean, somebody told me a story the other night where they had just a little pimple on their leg. And their wife had worked in the school system. And she popped a little bump on her husband's leg. And 2 to 3 days later, man, he's railing with it. And is in the hospital. And, I mean, this is just happening all over the place. And, you know, and it brings to mind bigger questions. What is going on, first off, with our environment where this is happening? And in the case of these bugs, we just gave everybody a little medication, a little pill, said, here, this will make it all better, and sent everybody else out, you know, so we can see the next person in 15 minutes so we can, you know, make lots of money. And these bird companies can make lots of profit. You know, modern medicine could be a wonderful, wonderful thing, but we're also seeing in many ways that it can be our own an object of our own demise, just from the mere fact that it gets overused. I mean, how many people run to the doctor for a sniffle and those type of things, where before you didn't do that? I mean, you didn't go to the doctor unless you were downright sick. But now, you know, hey, in the days of the insurance and the HMO and $10 copay, hey, load up, let's go. Might as well spend 15 minutes with a doctor. Get a note, get it out of work part of the day, hell of a deal. And so we've become this just gotta medicate me society. And now, you know, people won't push through their problems, won't try to fix their problems, won't try to do anything about that. Hey, give me a pill, doc, I'm feeling down today. And this is becoming more and more prevalent in our society. But man, I tell you, if you've come across this cellulitis stuff and this staph, it's wicked. More around the corner. If you want to join us, the number 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. This is the Midnight Rider here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.
because you can handle the truth.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods? Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special, pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special, and your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com.
Do you have a high electric bill? Do you use an electric company that just provides you expensive electricity? Not anymore. Visit www.energy-swap.com and take advantage of a new way to save on your monthly energy bill. Allow Energy Swap to switch your provider and receive the same reliable service and the best rewards program in the industry. Save up to 20% on your electric bill. Rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. No cost to switch. Flat rate plans. Reward program. What more could you ask for? A free gift. Try Energy Swap and receive a free getaway for two. Sign up today. 888-238-6397. That's 888-238-6397. Visit our website, www.energy-swap.com, and use the tool generator to calculate how much you can save on your monthly energy bill. 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming
soon. In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Back here on the Midnight Rider. Oh, yeah. It's Tuesday night, 13th of November 2007. Little girl turned 8 last night. And we actually kind of had a little party at the hospital and had some brownies and some good stuff and a little food brought in. And really very, very cool. Yeah. And so it was awesome. We had a good time, and I did two cool things occurred out of it. Is one, I learned so much about this, but the other is I got to watch my favorite movie with no distractions and no interruptions twice. Ah, yeah, there ain't nothing better than sitting down and watching Cool Hand Luke over and over. I mean, there is nothing better than that. I mean, you cannot beat it. And I did watch a little bit of the mainstream news coverage. I know Ron Paul was on Face the Nation over the weekend. We'll try to get that clip up for you before the broadcast is out. But other than that, he wasn't even mentioned on television. I mean, I was really surprised. You know, and all the political chit chat was about Hillary and the planting of the crowd member. Oh my God, it's all coming to an end. And I mean, you know, and Barack Obama's wife is now stepping out. You know, so to talk about Barack and how everybody's in denial, voters are in denial about this and about that, and it's like, oh geez, give me a freaking break. Other than that, that was it. I mean, it was that box, that idiot box. I mean, it does not take long for you to look at that thing and just you really want to chunk it out a window. It's a piece of technology that can be used for so many great things, but I mean, it's just 99.9% of the stuff that's on right now is literal junk. I mean, it was nuts. It was stuff that I would never watch, would never have watched. Just everything's a reality show. I mean, just sitting here, just watching this, you know, just show after show, flipping around, and it's all reality this, reality that, reality this, reality that, and you're going, oh my gosh, man, it was just driving me. Driving me crazy. Bob in Tennessee, welcome to the program. Thanks for holding. You're on the Midnight Rider.
Hey, how's it going, man? We ain't got time to watch Rob.
Bob, you
Paul,
there?
We got to keep up with OJ.
Hey, he's in trial. He's back at trial.
Yeah.
They're all worried about hit, you know, about OJ now and all that good stuff. Yeah, but we can't focus on anything that's really important. Bread and circuses,
in,
my friend.
I just got in from work. I just listened to the last little part of your show. I'm sorry to hear about your problem with your leg. There's a guy I work with. He just went through that, through intravenous IV antibiotics and everything to get rid of it. It took two rounds of it. He really had.
Man, when you finally get to the point where you do something about it, it just hurts so freaking bad.
Yeah.
But it's happening everywhere. I mean, we've got killer bugs around us in our homes, in our hospitals, everywhere, in our schools, and just one scratch. And you it can get infected with it, and if you don't get it seen and something done with it, you could be dead. 16,000 people die a year of this stuff.
Yeah. I had a question for you. I wonder, you know,
sure.
Last few years I've heard of a lot of problems with hepatitis, staph, wet leprosy, TB,
right.
Things that were pretty well eradicated from this country. I wonder, you know, there was a restaurant not far from me here a while back that they had shut down because of hepatitis, and then they found out there was a lot of illegal aliens working there. You know, at one time, if you worked in a restaurant in the state of Tennessee, you had to have a health card. I don't think they even require that now. That was when you went and took a physical, and before you could work serving food, that type of thing. And, you know, when people came into this country legally, they were quarantined for a while. They were given physicals to make sure they weren't bringing bugs into this country that was going to be harmful. I wonder how much of this could be attributed to the wide open borders we've got right now. I mean, here in East Tennessee, we're flooded with illegals.
I know the rise in tuberculosis rates is a direct result of it. Tons of illegals are coming over infected with TB, and that was a disease we had all but eradicated in this country. I mean, it was, and it hadn't been that long ago that we'd gotten rid of it. I mean, my mom, when I was probably 5 or 6, worked at a chest hospital in Missouri. That's all they dealt with was tuberculosis patients. Because, I mean, basically, you know, you got TB, and it was all downhill from there. And you avoided people that had TB. But now, I mean, it's coming right back over. All these maladies, and we're hearing a return of whooping cough and other stuff. And I wouldn't be surprised at all if it's not as a result of that, you know, of many of the illegals coming back here and coming over here sick.
Well, you know, when people came into this country in the past, and I mean, unless you're an American Indian, your ancestry, they all came into this country, and when they came in, they went through a physical. They went through a process to make sure they weren't bringing something into this country, you know, that they weren't sick. But with these borders open like they are and all these people coming across, these people are coming in here and there's no telling what they're carrying.
Yeah. You know, oh, I know. You just don't know. And
what scares me is, as a grandparent,
yeah.
Of course, my grandchildren are young right now. They're not in school. But, you know, that's the worst. That's the worst place for any type of thing. You know, one kid gets something at school, they all get it. And And we've got these kids, you know, bless their little hearts. I feel for them, and I want to see them. I want to see them help. But their parents come in here, they put them in a public school system. They've not been quarantined. They've not been checked out. Then they take it to school, and then all your kids get it. I mean,
right.
Because there's
a different set of rules for them than the rules that are set out for us. You know, and I mean, it's.
I think that's another. You know, I hear a lot of people when you complain about illegals, they try to say you're racist. I'm not a racist person. I respect anybody that wants to come to this country and try to find a better way of life. I mean, that's the American dream, I'm tickled to death for them. But you know, let's do it the right way.
I agree. You know, I agree because it's better for them because I mean they're going to come across here sick, and when they do get really sick, they're either going to lay around and die and infect a bunch of other people, or they're going to show up in an ER,
yeah,
and cause more grief and strain on the infrastructure that exists already.
Well, I just want to point out that's just another aspect of the problem.
There's many aspects. It sure is.
That's another aspect of the problem that people need to be aware of.
Yeah. Bob, I appreciate the call.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening. I can call anytime. And the immunizations now, the vaccines that they're having everybody take. I mean, I literally was offered probably no less than 6 vaccines. During my stay there, and I got no grief when I told them I didn't want them. Do you want hepatitis? No. Hepatitis C? No. It's like a flu shot? No. Would you like a pneumonia shot? No. I mean, it was. I got no pressure. I just said no. No desire for them. They said okay, great.
Yeah. And that was it. The hospital I was at.
Oh, they beat the daylights out of you to take
them.
You finally took them while I wasn't there. And
because they asked what, 5 or 6 every time they came in.
Yeah.
Are you sure you don't want?
Yeah. So you finally took them. I didn't. I just told them straight up front, nope, sorry, don't want them. Tetanus, nope, don't need it. Thank you. Sorry, not interested. I mean, there's no reason to sit and run, you know, keep running this crap inside of us. When we don't need it. I mean, I remember in school even, you know, you'd have a little outbreak of hepatitis somewhere, and only then if you ran the risk that you might have touched something or been in contact with this person, did you go down and get a hepatitis shot. Oh, well, let's just make it compulsory for everybody. Hey, 2-year-olds need hepatitis shots, especially C's. They, you know, they're IV drug users. I mean, so much of this makes absolutely no sense whatsoever. Let's just medicate it some more. That way, when it really when it finally does hit, it's so resistant to everything out there that we have pandemics. And now, oh my gosh, in Europe, in England, a real case of the bird flu. Yes, you know, the H5N1. Oh my gosh, what are we gonna do? My friend, when I heard it was in England, my first thought, well, okay, how did it get out of the lab? And we'll find out in days that it came out of a lab. There hadn't been a whole lot of play to it, but we'll find out in a few days that this whole thing came out of a lab. But I, geez. Yeah, don't talk to me about vaccines. I wanted nothing to do with them. But they were nice about it, but that was very cool. Tomorrow is going to be interesting, having this bandage removed and redone, because I know there's going to be an element of pain, because I know what the bottom layer is for. They don't tell you that, but I know what it's for. They told me also that as this heals, other wounds will appear in the layers of all this stuff, because it's in the tissues, and it just takes... you know, as this all progresses, and it's just going to take time to get rid of it. I'm going to be in a bandage like this from my knee down to my feet for a minimum of 2 weeks.
14 days.
Well, that's 2 weeks. Deal with that every morning. Go in and get that, but it beats sleeping there, folks. Gosh. Let me tell you, I was given clearance, you know, just to go around and do anything I wanted to do. But at being in a hospital, what do you want to do? Walk up and down the hall and watch, look at more sick people? So you just kind of hide out, you know. You try to read and you catnap. I mean, I would slept a lot, but you know, you always you can't sleep at night because you're always getting woke up. But the one thing I did different this time that I didn't do the first time is the first time I pretty much stayed in my bed. And that bed, after like a day, really began to hurt. So I then had a handy-dandy recliner in my room this go-around. And, well, I didn't usually put it up anyway, put the feet up, but I just rested in that chair, and that chair was just greatest thing in the world. And there was another chair I'd flip my leg over to it so I could get in and out of it easy. Just a strange. The other thing too is they say, we want you to use the urinal. My response, no. If I can walk to the John, I'm using the John. Thank you very much. You know, you have to be afforded certain dignities. And that's one of them. If you want to know my fluid that much, it's catheter time. And then we're going to fight. Cause I ain't going down that road either. No. Ain't about to. There is just no way in the world that I will head down that road. But I was interested in how prevalent this is becoming, you know, around the country. We are, you know, when it comes to health and it comes to our food, we're in major danger. Nobody, I used any wisdom, or they just purposely let this happen. Because, I mean, these people have known all along that, you know, these viruses and germs mutate and change, and just a handout stuff that just, you know, doesn't work. And there's been antibiotics out there that, you know, doctors have been handing out to people for years, and for years... they hand them out to you, and you take them and don't work. Kimberly used to go to a doctor. He wanted to hand out erythromycin for everything. Stubbed my toe, erythromycin. I got a headache, erythromycin. I mean, it was literally everything. And it never worked. It never, ever worked. Because all these bugs had overcome the dadgum thing. I'm at a point with doctors and stuff. I mean, if it's take a pill... You know, if that's the first response is here's a prescription, go take this. I think we've seriously got to start considering some of their ability. I mean, and I think a doctor needs to be schooling alternative medicine and that type of thing. And if the doctor's not going to even open themselves up to the possibility of using that type of stuff, then I don't think they're worth wasting time on. I mean, Kimberly's done it, and I've been telling her to shag the guy. And she needs to. I mean, he's a nice guy, affable guy, salt of the earth kind of individual, does mission work for his church and all kinds of stuff, but still, you know, here's another pill. How about some pain medicine? And that was the other thing. In both states at the hospital, I've been hit. Do you want pain medicine? Do you want pain medicine? Do you want pain medicine? No, I don't. It's like, huh? Well, you're it's on your chart. You can have as you know, you can have it if you need it. No, nope, don't want any pain medicine. Don't need it. Why be loopy if you don't have to be? Then again, I guess maybe it makes all the crappy television actually seem decent and good. I don't know. Back in a minute with more. If you'd like to join us, the number 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. This is the Midnight Rider right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
One, two, three, My baby don't mess around because she loves me so, and this I know for sure. But does she really want to? But can't stand to see me walk out the door. Don't try to fight the feeling, because the thought alone is killing me right now. Thank God for mom.
That's 800-313-9443. 313-9443. Glad you're with us. Michael, the producer tonight, he says he likes the medical topic. He never goes to doctors, so it's good to hear the stories. yeah. I've never been one that has liked to go to doctors. I've always been one that, you know, would just do the research and figure out what was wrong. And, you know, some days you get the bear, some days the bear gets you. And that's kind of one of those things with that, you know, where you just finally, you have no choice, but you got to break down and go. And so I did. I went. And but I will say this about this group of folks that I dealt with this time. I felt like I knew what was going on throughout the process. Where a lot of doctors just don't tell you what's going on. Well, we're waiting on blood work. Well, why are you waiting on blood work? Tell me about this. And they basically laid out for me and said, look, there's so many different varieties of this. We can give you an antibiotic and it might not work. But we want to narrow it down to exactly which bug it is. And so I appreciate that. And the fact that they told me what was going on, and the other fact that the story was consistent among four or five different people, which I thought, wow, this is pretty amazing. I was just tickled pink about that, because so many times, I think medicine thinks, the industry is itself thinks that we do not have a right to determine our own health care. Obviously, the federal government doesn't, and especially, you know, somebody like Hillary gets into office, they're not going to want us to have control over it either. And folks, nobody is going to take care of us but us, and we've got to start paying attention to our bodies and all that kind of stuff. And I know a lot of people are way ahead of me on this and have been doing this for a long time. And, you know, I had this kind of a, you know, similar discussion on one of my programs 6 months ago. And obviously it bears repeating for nobody else but me. We have to do what we can and take care of our bodies the best we possibly can. Because if we're dead or sick all the time, we're no good to nobody. And darn sure can't do a whole hell of a lot for the cause of freedom, in this country. Let alone be around them with our families. And, it's just amazing. How we take a lot of things for granted. And, we'll take the ability to walk or, you know, those things for granted. And I really felt when I went in there Saturday morning, I thought, you know, you've waited way too long, and you're going to lose this leg. And then the questions running through my mind was, well, how high up do they have to go? I was like, oh, geez. And then I didn't want to think about that anymore. Time to open up the book again. Needless to say, I took a copy of David McCulloch's 1776, which I've been dying to read. But because of all these crazy wild thoughts running through my mind, I got all the way to page 20. Hour one is done. Back in just a minute, after a short break, we got Ron Paul on Face the Nation and a whole lot more. We'll talk about Tea Party 07, that and more around the corner. Don't go anywhere. This is the Midnight Rider here on the Republic Broadcast.